Hello, I am Janet, and this is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, because men love boobs and girls love wine, and it is Tuesday, like we discussed on our podcast last week. From this point going forward, through the summer at least, we will be recording our podcast on Tuesdays, except for the week of Ashley's birthday. I believe we pushed that to a Wednesday, but I promise weekly podcast every week. This week we were going to skip the podcast because Ashley was unavailable, but then I remembered that last week I promised you guys that I would sit down and do a review of a movie that I got to see the screening for last week. So what I'm going to do this week is go over some entertainment news for you, keep you caught up with some of the Hollywood gossip, and then I will end the podcast with my movie review. So if you haven't been keeping up and you're not quite sure what movie I'm talking about, the suspense is going to kill you. In a good way, though. So first of all, starting off with some entertainment news, I think the biggest entertainment news in my life, since I don't get to pay attention to much these days, would be the Billboard Music Awards that aired on Sunday night. And some of the highlights from that show were Michael Jackson was brought back to life, kind of, through hologram, and it kind of creeped me out. I did not have the opportunity to watch the Tupac hologram event for the last couple years. I forget when that was, but he debuted a song called Slave to the Rhythm with real-life backup dancers. Also, Robin Thicke at the Billboard Music Awards debuted a new song called Get Her Back, and it was a not-so-subtle reference to his estranged wife actress Paula Patton. He mentioned Patton while accepting the award for Top R&B Song for Blurred Lines. Miley Cyrus was as weird as she has ever been. She did not appear in person. She made her presence felt from England, where she delivered a pre-recorded performance of the Beatles classic Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So as Steve reminded me, she is keeping up the drug theme, since that song is all about LSD. Yep. Miley won a couple awards. She won multiple awards, actually, including Top Streaming Artist. She cursed during her taped acceptance speech, of course, and they censored her. Katy Perry's performance of her new single, Birthday, was taped in the UK, too. She serenaded a little girl who was actually celebrating her birthday. Imagine being that little girl. The little Kardashian, also known as Kendall Jenner, had the big flub of the night when she attempted to introduce the Australian pop group 5 Seconds of Summer. It seemed that she started to call them One Direction, which we were all thinking, wait a second, isn't that One Direction? Before stopping herself and telling the audience, I'm the worst reader, referring to the teleprompter. Justin Timberlake had some funny moments. Even though he didn't attend, he was the night's biggest winner, collecting 7 awards, including Top Artist. During his tape speech for the Top Artist, he joked, it's not a competition, but if it was, I won. He then added, I want to thank everybody on Earth except Donald Sterling. Imagine Dragons received 5 awards, while Robin Thicke, Farrell, and T.I. scored 4 apiece for their work on Blurred Lines. The 3-hour broadcast, which was hosted by Ludacris, concluded with Jennifer Lopez performing her new track called First Love and then accepting Billboard's Icon Award. She was the first woman to ever receive that honor. Some of my favorite moments from the award show was Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan got together and they sang This Is How We Roll. Luke Bryan sang his song, Play It Again, and the highlight of my evening, Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. They sang Miranda Lambert's new single called Something Bad. It'll be on her upcoming album, which actually comes out on Ashley's birthday. So you can pre-order it right now, and if you do pre-order it, you'll actually get the singles for Something Bad, which is the song with Carrie Underwood, and also her single Automatic. So far, loving the album, 2 of the songs, loving it. In other music news, when it comes to my world, I'm a big country music fan, so if you're not into country music, I'm sorry if I'm boring you to death, but Jared Neiman has teamed up with pop star Pitbull. Now, Jared Neiman recently had a song called Drink to That All Night. It hit 1. It's been very successful. I downloaded that version, but he has teamed up with Pitbull and made it kind of a dance. It's not country anymore. It's definitely not country anymore, but it's a dance song. I've added it to my workout playlist, and I am very excited. So check that out. It's Jared Neiman, Drink to That All Night. It's a remix with Pitbull. In other music news, if you're a little bit of a country music fan and a little bit of a rock and roll fan, you are going to be excited for Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue. The album comes out July 8th and features 15 of the rock band's biggest hits covered by Florida Georgia Line, Justin Moore, Big and Rich, Leanne Rimes, Gretchen Wilson, Darius Rucker, Rascal Flatts, and many more. So set those calendars. I bet you could pre-order that on iTunes as well. Congratulations to Joe Nichols, country music singer. He is adorable. If you haven't seen him, you need to, because he's an Adonis. Him and his wife, Heather, are pleased to announce the birth of their daughter, Georgia Blue Nichols. Beautiful name. Beautiful name. I might be a little biased, but I gotta say, Miranda Lambert looks amazing on the most recent cover of Women's Health magazines. It's on newsstands now, so if you're a Miranda fan like me, get on out there and get it. She has embraced several healthy changes that have led the singer to a startling body makeover and toned physique. I wonder how much weight she's lost. I want to say probably like 20, 30 pounds. I don't know, but she's looking freaking amazing. So make sure and pick that up. Speaking of singers, now I am obsessed with music, and I've always told people that the reason I'm obsessed with music is because I do not have the ability to sing at all. I'm not even going to kid myself. I don't have that ability. And speaking of ability, Concert Hotels has put together an interactive chart examining the recorded vocal ranges of the world's greatest and most popular singers. They plotted the lowest and highest notes the singers have hit on their recorded songs. Now get this, the widest range, really not a surprise, is Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose, who has sung or screamed from an F in the lowest octave to a B flat in the sixth octave. Axl is closely followed by, no surprise, Mariah Carey, Prince, Steven Tyler, and James Brown. Now the smallest vocal range, country singer Luke Bryan, who just beat out Taylor Swift, Karen Carpenter, Sam Cooke, and Justin Bieber. I spoke about the Billboard Music Awards just a few minutes ago. Well, coming up is the CMT Music Awards. It's going to air on June 4th, rather. And voting is open for the 2014 CMT Music Awards. Miranda Lambert leads all the nominations with 6, while Carrie Underwood, Tyler Farr, and Jake Owen are all nominated for awards as well. You can vote by going to CMT online. And remember, I love Miranda. I told you about it, so throw me a bone. And I have read somewhere that Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert are also going to be performing their duet at the CMT Music Awards. So another reason to tune in. Remember, June 4th, it's the day after Miranda's new album hits. I'm going to stop talking about music so much. Wow, where did that come from? A lot of music news out there that I'm really excited about. But let's talk about Disney. Everybody loves Disney. I have found 15 secret Disney employee rules. Now, I've never been to Disney World or Disneyland, but I can just imagine how magical those places are. Or maybe they're just really packed with people with lots of lines. I don't know. I'm going to stick with the magical idea. But these are 15 secret Disney employee rules. First, did you know that employees who work in Disneyland are actually not allowed to point at you using one finger? It's true, and reasons are quite logical. People from all over the world come to see the magic that is Disneyland. Using one finger to point to a person is considered very rude in some cultures, and Disney is the place where dreams come true, not where people get offended. The second reason is because two fingers are easier to see for children than just one. Makes sense to me. The next one, Mickey Mouse's autograph. Employees working at Disneyland don't always play the same characters. The Disney experience requires everything to be perfect, including the autographs. Mickey Mouse gives to fans the same signature 365 days of the year, year after year. Employees who play the famous cartoon characters are provided with specialist training. So any year you visit Disney, be it now or in 10 years, the autographs from your favorite cartoon characters will always be the same. Who knew? Wow. The next one, social media blackout. Did you know that anyone working at Disney who plays any member of the cast is not allowed to talk about what they do at work on Twitter, Facebook, or any other social media tool out there? It goes as far as they are not even allowed to talk about what the jobs involve either. Wow. Secret society, maybe? The next one, explain superstring theory. You can ask any Disney cast member, anything during their trip, during your trip at Disneyland, and they must always give you an answer. If they are unsure of the question, they must go to the closest phone and call an operator to answer your question. But don't be too mean and ask them what super string theory is. Stick with Sheldon Cooper for that one. The next one, say my name. If any two cast members who are playing a Disney character at the Disney Reservation Center both share the same name, one of them is provided with a new name to avoid any confusion at work. Who ends up with getting the new name? We don't know. Perhaps an arm wrestle? Or paper, rock, scissors? You want to play a Disney character? Well, you might be in for some bad luck. To get a job to play a character at Disney, you literally need to look the part. Height preferences are looked at when deciding to hire a cast member to play particular characters. For example, anyone wanting to play the Disney princesses needs to be anywhere between 5'4 to 5'8. And if you want to play Alice or Wendy, you must be no taller than 5'2. Sweet, I make the cutoff for a Disney princess. Movember, November. Disney holds quite a firm policy on how employees style their facial hair. Cast members must be sharp at all times. Disney requires the following rules for keeping facial hair. You cannot shape your beards. You must always be neatly trimmed. The mustache cannot be extended over the lip or further than the corners of the mouth. All facial hair must be fully grown in. It is safe to say that Disney cast members don't participate in Movember. No breaking character. Rule number one of any acting class is never to break character, and this applies at Disney as well. When you meet Goofy or Donald Duck, they must not know or speak of any characters outside of their own Disney realm. So don't go asking Goofy where you can find Snow White. You'll only confuse him even more. The next rule to work for Disney. Have you ever wondered why Disneyland and Walt Disney World are spotlessly clean? Well, that's because every member, including cast members, are told to pick up trash when they see it on the floor. This is the second rule cast members are taught when learning to play any character. Number 6 of the 15 secret Disney employee rules is the hair code. Just as it did for facial hair, Disney has a code for hair as well. Men are allowed shaved heads, but must not shave their eyebrows. They are also not allowed to hide what they deem unacceptable hairstyles under a hat or tucking hair behind their ears. Finally, hair is not allowed to extend over the ears or shirt collars. Now for women at Disney, they don't have it much easier. Shaving their head or eyebrows is not allowed. They allow minimalistic braiding, but you cannot use beads. They also expect your hair to be neatly brushed and styled in an easy-to-maintain style. And number 5 of the 15 secret Disney employee rules. Each workplace has its rules on the job. These are some of what the cast members must remember while at the park. Number 1, no eating. No use of mobile phones. You must always keep good posture. They cannot chew gum. And no sad frowns or sad faces. You gotta keep yourself happy at Disney. Man, if I ever do make it to Disney, I'm gonna apologize to Cinderella, because that would be the only person that I would really want to meet when I went to Disney, because these are some strict rules. Rounding out the top 4, number 4, scoop it up. One of the more wacky rules at Disney is the scoop it up. As mentioned earlier, every employee of Disney is expected to pick up trash when they come across it. But they cannot simply bend over and pick it up. No, that would be easy. They must do it in a swooping motion. So I wonder if in their training, how long they actually practice and get trained on how to swoop up trash. The next secret rule when it comes to working for Disney, body art. Disney is not too favorable on body arts, like tattoos, piercings, earlobe expansions. If you ever dreamed of becoming a cast member, don't get any of the following done. Skin implants, any tattoos that are visible, tongue rings or piercings, tooth fillings, and don't expand your earlobes. If you do have piercings on your body that are not visible, during work you're not allowed to put them in. Very strict place to work, but I guess you can do that when you're Disney. Number 2, glasses and shades. If you require glasses to improve your vision, you must ensure that the glasses display no logo or brands and must be a conventional color, and the frame and design must be traditional. And the very last secret Disney employee rule, clean fingers. Disney does not leave any stone unturned. Attention to detail is everything, and everything must be perfect. Even nails must be maintained well and not go past a certain length. For men, the length of their nails mustn't exceed the fingertips. Women are given a bit more space at a quarter of an inch. Oh, and nail paint is obviously not allowed. Since I've not been to Disney, I think it would be awesome if you have a great Disney story. You could email it to me. You can email it to me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. I think I'll just get a kick out of reading those, and I might even share them on the air if that's something that you're okay with. Memorial Day is coming up, like I mentioned earlier. That means a long weekend for many of us. Not all of us get that pleasure, but I do got to say that Ashley and I both get to have Saturday through Monday off. I know Ashley is going camping in the mountains, and I cannot wait to hear from her about that adventure. And she did just get back from a musical festival in Alabama, so we'll have lots to talk about next week. But when it comes to the Memorial Day weekend, Steve will be out of town, unfortunately. And so I'm sitting here wondering, what am I going to do for the long weekend? I'm all by myself. Well, my list is kind of boring, as it usually is when he's out of town. One, I need to change out my closet. I need to change from winter fall clothes to spring summer clothes. Going to the bank on Saturday to get my car refinanced. But I am going to a birthday party on Saturday night. If you know of any fun adventures, especially here in the Denver area, that are happening for Memorial Day weekend, again, you can email those to me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. I would love to hear what's happening out and about, and maybe I will get my boring tail out of the house this weekend. But if you have the problem that I have, and maybe you don't have exciting plans for the weekend, they have come out with a list today of Memorial Day 2014 travel deals, last-minute weekend getaways that won't break the bank. If you're thinking of booking a last-minute vacation for the weekend, you're not alone. AAA expects 36.1 million people to travel this year. But even though the masses will be flying or driving to many different destinations, according to the annual travel forecast, the 36.1 million people traveling will venture more than 50 miles away from home this year, with 88% of them driving to their destination, up 1.5 million from last year. It's because of the winter blues. Like, if you're from Colorado, you know this is the first week where it's been nice all week. Last week was freezing. So with the clock ticking toward the long weekend, prices of some last-minute getaways are skyrocketing. And while you can always get the best bargains towards the middle or end of summer, there are still deals that you can find for the Memorial Day weekend. So here's some of the roundups. From Avis, 10% off a weekend full-size four-door car rentals using the coupon code capital G, the number 8, the number 3, the number 3, the number 800. All right, so if you want to rent a car and get 10% discount, there you go, coupon code. From Expedia.com, $25 off $100 on first booking with mobile app by December 31st using the coupon code MOBILE25. So Expedia.com, you can get $25 off $100 on the first booking using the mobile app. And that's all year, so that's pretty awesome. And again, that coupon code is MOBILE25. From Hotels.com, you can get up to 30% off Memorial Day sales through May 27th, up to $100 off all hotel bookings using coupon code REBATES14. So that's rebates, plural, and then 1-4. For cheap tickets, up to 50% off getaways for Memorial Day weekend through May 25th. On cheap O'Air, which I've never even heard of, $15 off Memorial Day weekend using coupon code MEMORIAL15. From CheapoStay.com, $15 off Memorial Day weekend using coupon code MEMORIAL15. If you're an Orbitz fan, you can get up to 50% off Memorial Day trips through May 25th and save 15% on hotel stays booked by June 1st and traveled by November 15th using coupon code GETHAPPY. We all want to be happy. If you prefer to use the website Sandals, you can get up to 65% off vacations for Memorial Day. So go to their website if you want some more details about that, because that's pretty vague. For Travelocity, get $100 off a $1,000 or more hotel and flight package until May 26th using the coupon code MEMORIAL100. And I am going to be posting this the link to this article on our Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine Facebook page. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook, do it right now, because it's stuff like this. You don't really want to miss it at all. Here in our household, movies are a huge deal, and summer movies are a big deal throughout the country. So I'm going to give you a rundown of some of the movies that are coming up, when they're coming up, and what I'm excited about, rather. So first of all, one of the movies that I am really excited about, it's going to be hitting theaters May 30th. I have not had the opportunity to see the screening, but it's called A Million Ways to Die in the West, and it features Charlize Theron, who's one of my favorite female actresses, and Seth MacFarlane. And it's from the Family Guy creator, and he takes on the Old West with pal Theron riding shotgun, and it should be super exciting. I am definitely going to go see it. Will I see it this weekend? Probably not. Or the weekend that it's released? Probably not. And again, that does hit theaters on May 30th. One of the movies that I'm really not that super excited about, because it is sci-fi, blow 'em up, shoot 'em, but many people are really excited for The Edge of Tomorrow. That's the name of the movie, featuring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. In the sci-fi version of Groundhog Day, Cruise plays an ill-suited combat soldier who must convince Emily Blunt's expert warrior to train him so they can save the world. So again, Tom Cruise is saving the world. Now, I didn't see the first 21 Jump Street, but after seeing the previews for the second one, I think I'm going to have to go watch the first one so that I will be ready on June 13th when 22 Jump Street comes out. It's the one to follow up 21 Jump Street. Get it? 21, 22. Yeah. Starring Channing Tatum, who's a hottie, and Jonah Hill. And again, that comes out June 13th. If you've seen the first one, let me know if you're excited to see the second one. Again, the email is twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. On June 27th, Mark Wahlberg and his sexiness will be hitting the screen with Transformers: Age of Extinction. On July 2nd, just in time for July 4th, Melissa McCarthy is back, love her, with Susan Sarandon and Ben Falcone in a movie called Tammy. And I'm excited to see that because I love Melissa McCarthy. There hasn't been much that she's done that I haven't enjoyed. Then on, let's see, May 23rd, X-Men Days of Future Past is going to be hitting theaters. Not really excited for that one. No. Let me know what movies are coming out that you are excited to see. And one more that I want to talk about is called Sex Tape. It features Cameron Diaz, who I just saw in The Other Woman, and I love her, and Jason Segel. And if you're How I Met Your Mother fan, you know him very well. And he's been in a lot of other movies. So that comes out July 25th, right before my birthday. So super excited about that. Some great movies coming up. Speaking of movies, I believe now is a really good time to talk about the movie that I was able to see the screening for last week. And it's actually going to be released nationwide this weekend for Memorial Day weekend. And it is the movie called Belle. Super excited. It's inspired by a true story of Dido Elizabeth Belle. And the actress that plays Belle, I'm going to try and pronounce her name. I struggle. It's Gugu Mbatha Raw. And she plays the illegitimate mixed-race daughter of a Royal Navy admiral. And she is raised by her aristocratic great-uncle, Lord Mansfield, who is played by actor Tom Wilkinson. And Tom Wilkinson does a phenomenal job. And his wife is played by Emily Watson. Belle's lineage affords her certain privileges, yet the color of her skin prevents her from fully participating in the traditions of her social standing. And Belle is left to wonder if she will ever find love. And that's where I'm going to stop. I'm not going to give you the whole rundown of the movie and the whole storyline, because it is amazing. It is kind of a roller coaster of emotion. Will she, won't she, will he, won't he? And it is amazing. I'm going to give it 5 hot pink stars out of 5. So if you don't have Memorial Day plans this weekend, make sure you fit in a movie and go see the movie Belle. It's time for me to get on out of here. Thank you so much for listening. This is Janet. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. Share us with your friends. Share us with your family. Listen to us while you're working, if you have that ability. Or listen to us while you're driving down the road. And let us know what you want us to talk about. We've got some great topics in the bank that we're going to be talking about once Ashley returns, which should be next Tuesday. But if there's some topic you want us to address, send us an email or find us on Facebook. Send us a private message. Like us on Facebook. You can find us on Spreaker, Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We are on lots of different avenues you can find us. Just Google Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine and you'll find us. Thank you so much for listening and we'll be back next Tuesday. Have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. Bye-bye.